Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You know.
You are now listening to the Black Tech Matters podcast, and we're bringing you the most exclusive and profound conversations surrounding black people and technology. We're talking everything black tech, science, business, mental health, finance, and fitness. And now let's get into the show.
Black Tech Matters, episode 4, with Taranza Jackson. She is the founder of Steam Mixit. Steam Mixit is a company that delivers STEM technology sets to kids during the pandemic and hopefully after the pandemic. She's a former chemistry teacher. She has a master's degree in chemistry and a PhD in education. And her company is trying to close the gap or bridge the gap for underrepresented, mostly African-American kids who are interested in STEAM and even those who aren't, who need to be interested in STEM. Yeah. So please tell me about you briefly and then tell me about your company and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Charles, for welcoming me here today.
Appreciate you coming on.
Yes. So I'm Taranza Jackson, and yes, I have a doctorate in education, although my educational experience deals with adult learning. My background is in science, and I am also currently a full-time homeschool parent. So I'm taking the opportunity that I have in teaching my own kids at home who are of different age levels and be able to apply concepts of STEAM through hands-on experiences. And that's how I develop what I think will be called the STEAM box through STEAM Mix It, so that other kids who are in the same, who are having the same experiences at home just through online learning, where they can also have those hands-on experiences or hands-on exploration through STEM learning in all areas, where I think STEM is very important to be focused on for our students because they need to know that STEM fields are available to them. So it's really about connecting my background, not only in science, but I also worked in a pharmacy for years while I was preparing to go to pharmacy school, but it didn't land that way. But I ended up teaching students and being able to still reach and connect through that format. And so I'm taking what I know from my background and applying it now, because I think it is a true need for our kids. And as they go forward and choosing the fields that they want to have for themselves, that they know that STEM is available, STEM matters, and we are out here and able to connect with them and kind of help the pathway for future leaders in STEM fields.
That's awesome. And two things I wanted to say is, I know we're both a part of the Founder Gym program.
Yes.
And I met you there, and I think I saw your product, and I just thought it was a really amazing and dope concept that really needed to be talked about, needed to be promoted. And there's a website called Fund Black Founders that I think you need to sign up for.
Okay, I will.
And put your product on there. And I think you'll probably get a whole lot of pre-orders.
Okay.
I know you already have a promotional video, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Another thing I wanted to address is, like, I think that, like, science is so important, even for people who don't want to be scientists, right?
Yeah.
It's still you have to understand the fundamentals of it, mm-hmm. because it gives you the critical thinking skills to be able to excel in the world. Like,
yeah.
I think our community needs to focus on science way more.
Yes.
Like, I was watching a documentary on Putin, right? The guy who leads Russia, right? I watched a documentary, and he said the reason that Russia became a power in the, you know, in the world, because they focus on engineering.
Okay.
Right? That was their focus. And he said prior to that, he thought that they were conducting themselves primitively.
Okay.
And I'm like, man, you know, black people get mad at me if I say that.
Okay.
But if the guy who everybody is afraid of or everybody respects on a certain level says that his own people were conducting themselves kind of primitive compared to the rest of the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to say that on a certain level, I'm not going to say that we are primitive, but we're acting like you can still be less educated in science and engineering than you have to be. Right.
Right.
It's like you need to find the people who can grasp that concept, who can really take on like science projects and learn about science easily, who have the aptitude for it.
Yes.
Right. So, and we need to focus on making sure that those people, even if they don't want to go into a scientific field, but I think our kids need to focus on STEM first, you know, finances and credit and stuff like that second, and then everything else third. Because half of the stuff that we learn in the regular curriculums in school, we don't even use it.
Yeah, I think that the problem is that when we try to separate things by content alone, when if we realize science is a part of almost everything that we participate in, you know, it may not be termed as science, but it's still scientific. It's still problem solving. And anything that we build starts with an idea. It starts with testing. It starts with conceptualization and then gathering data and building from that. We're doing it now. We're doing it presently. So when you referenced Putin's idea of things being primitive, take our current situation. I don't think if we had we have a lot of tools already available to us, but how are we applying that to each and every day situations? We should not be feeling like we're behind in times, but dealing with the things that matter right now that has us really, we are really living in a primitive era. If you feel like, you know, we're stuck at home because there are not things already ahead of what we are experiencing right now. You know what I mean? I mean,
You
know, this whole
the climate, the social climate, the pandemic situation, everything. Because to me, it's like, you know, America is still kind of primitive, right? On how they approach,
how we're operating,
how they approach us, how they approach Black people. So I think what your reaction has to be is it has to be above that level of primitive behavior from them, right? And so to me, it's like, okay, you got to reverse engineer, deconstruct the criminal justice system. You got to reverse engineer, deconstruct the education system, right? And those are the two main things. And then the financial system as well. Those are the two or three main things that affect us the most.
Yeah.
And then if you can get a handle on how to approach achieving and succeeding in those initiatives, then everything else to me will fall into place and you'll be healthier.
Yes.
I'm not even going to get to the mental health aspect. That's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
But the reason why I wanted to talk to you is because, you know, I do think that it's a whole lot of kids who need access to what you're trying to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does it solve a problem in the marketplace, but it also can scale.
Yeah.
So are you doing mostly business to business or are you doing business to consumer?
So I think in this phase, I am reaching out in both regards. I do believe that the business is likely to scale. I don't want to use the term easier, but with organizations that are already connected to a certain population of students. So a business-to-business model would probably be ideal. However, it is necessary that everyone has the, you know, that everyone is able to bring something home, you know, to be able to have those resources to show up at your doorstep and not so much have to go through certain organizations for that. So I think having both areas available for business to business as well as business to consumer, but the growth or the scaling probably would come easier through foundations, you know, through the business to business model. I say that because I've seen many companies that have foundations set up or they're working through, for myself, different like STEM foundations that I'm building with my fellow friends from college, to be able, we're all in STEM fields, to be able to connect in our own communities. And with that, I can see this idea being brought for their use. And even when I used to lead groups in science or during science exploration through programs, this would have been a tool that was needed, you know, to have something already built. And there are tools that are out there. There are STEM tools that are out there, but not so many that also bring the forefront of underrepresented students.
You're focusing on a certain market.
Yes. Right. Yes. Because role models matter, as we are seeing and hearing, representation matters.
Right.
I started out at a university that was not a historically Black college and university.
It was a PWI.
It was. And with that experience brought because of what I chose to study, it was sometimes intimidating because when I walked into a classroom, there were not many.
You didn't see anybody who looked like you.
Exactly.
Right.
So we have to be beyond that. And our students.
And it's not just intimidating, it's a little alienating too.
That is true. That is true.
Even when I'm going to let you continue. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah. But even when it came to study time, I was able to connect with my village of people that I felt like would have my interests in mind. And it wasn't just about the idea of us competing, because that's what it really is. It was competing because only a few of us would go to the next level. Only a few of us, because we were all looking, okay, what are we going to do once we finish? But we had to get through that first. So if students walk in with the confidence because they already have the connection with people who look like them and they already know that they have a place in these fields.
Question.
Yes.
I try to ask questions while I think about them.
Okay.
Sorry, I have a little ADHD. But so first question is, would there be a social component to where kids can interact with each other?
I would build that. My first step was connecting with parents who, you know, the idea of parents telling me this is what I need. Right. And this is how it would make it easier for me as a parent, because if students are in the home and they're using these tools, you want to know how is it going to help the problem that they are having or that they're experiencing now. Right. And with students being able to socially interact, I think that is important as well. And not just focusing on the content, because when they are able to share their ideas. Now, when we were able to connect face to face in groups, students had those settings. Where they come together and then work together with each other. But now we're building those tools to where they have to be able to connect through online structures or through online platforms. And I think that'd be an amazing component for STEM, Mixit, and any other areas that are doing STEM and bringing them to our doorsteps. So for me, my focus was more on STEM connecting with those professionals that are in STEAM and be able to draw a connection between the students and the professionals. So building an environment for those.
Right. So you have an ecosystem of fellow students, but then you also have the ecosystem of mentors.
Yes, exactly.
Which I think is a huge deal in our community too.
Yes.
Like we need those mentors, man, because if you go it alone, the experience is different.
Yes. Yes. It's totally different. Totally different. And it's you feel like you have such an uphill climb, and that was my experience. That was definitely my experience. And that's where I take a lot of knowledge in knowing that it's still something that exists and students should not feel that way. Once they have made, you know, once they have met the challenges and then they, they've made the commitment to do it, they should have the support that's necessary.
Now, 100%.
Yes.
They should have the same support as an athlete.
Absolutely.
You know, if they went to a PWI or HBCU and they were a great athlete, they would have NBA players, NFL players coming back, helping them out, giving them advice, you know, helping them maybe, you know, I can't really speak about the money situation because they're not supposed to do that. But just think about it. Athletes are restricted on what they can get from people. Mm-hmm. Just think if we had booster clubs for STEAM.
For STEAM, yes.
So a successful chemist can't come back and say, hey, I think this kid's going to be somebody. I'm going to give him an internship one day or externship. But here's $5,000 just for you to help pay for certain stuff. See, that's not illegal because it's not sports.
Okay.
So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like we could be more supportive in the STEAM category than we can even in the sports category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, I think that's a new idea I just thought of. Wow. I'm sorry. Right. And then also, I was thinking about We Buy Black. It's like the Amazon of black products. Yeah. Like once you actually launch, because I don't know if they're going to do like a pre-product thing. I can't speak for them whether they will or not. But I think once you actually launch, that'll be a dope a website for you to, you know, sell your products on too.
Yeah.
Because they already have that kind of market segment that you're looking for.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So you have a background in education as well.
Yes.
And so as a teacher of chemistry and somebody who has a master's or is highly educated in chemistry and practiced as a chemist before, you developed the product based on your teacher experience, though.
Yes. Because
you wanted to make it a little bit more adaptable to what a student would need versus what just somebody who was just a chemistry person would understand, right?
Yeah. So building the STEAM models, there are different themes as we go along. So it's not just chemistry. It's not just science. It would definitely include all other areas. For example, one of my kids is really high into gaming. But the idea of gaming is technology.
Of course.
So I tend to really hone in on entrepreneurship opportunities.
Yeah, Fortnite's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So having tools or having exploration kits that help him to be able to focus on not just the technology aspect of it, but how do you build a business model? Like get ideas of how would you create a business? That's an example of a certain theme that would be included in one of the STEAM lab kits.
That's awesome.
Yeah. One of my other child is a big and she loves art. So she's very creative in that way. And so honing in on artistic activities or activities where the art shine is important. So that's a different theme of what the STEAM kit would look like. So it's not just about the science, but it's just different areas that, you know, would be applicable to students, you know, in all of these content related areas. But, you know, mainly highlighting things that are very important for students of color, students who are underrepresented, and seeing how they fit into this world of STEAM, because everything, science, technology, engineering, art, math, everything can be built into STEAM. So even when I'm teaching chemistry or, you know, I was mentioning before, some students, their highlight wasn't math. They weren't strong in math, but they were strong on the analytical side of things. So they were strong in conceptualization. So that's where their strength was. But working within, you know, any assignment, when STEAM is inclusive, is not separating that out. It's actually pulling students in and helping them to know, okay, I may not be gifted in art, but I'm great at math. So what concept, you know, can I build with this activity just dealing with mathematics? So it's really just about the content, mixing the content together. That's why I call it STEAM Mix It.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me want to invest. Like, okay. I invested in a couple small companies, you know, just trying to understand how the process works. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the entrepreneurship component and what you just mentioned with the mix it part, mm-hmm. that just makes me say, hey, I think this thing's going to take off.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you have a good, you know, competent founder as well. And so that's why I said when I saw it and I was looking at it on the website and then the Slack channel, I was like, wow, this looks pretty dope. And then she looks like she really knows what she's doing. And once I talked to you, everything that I thought was actually there.
Thank you.
So all I want to know is now is like, how long is it going to take or how much do you need to launch and get everything rolling?
So I am building I'm putting myself out there, you know.
Right. Well, hold on. Don't give me any proprietary information.
Okay.
Just tell me like the basics because I don't want, you know, somebody to, you know, try to, you know, bite your swag, if you will.
Oh, like, yeah. Want,
yeah. So.
So the question is,
what do you need?
What do I need? I want people just to know, kind of follow us so that I need to get out in front of the media to share this idea so that I can build my audience. So if you can follow me and, you know, on my media handles for that.
Okay.
Pre-orders are really important at this point. So
what's your Instagram?
It is at STEAM Mix It. One word.
I wanted to make sure we got that in there.
Yes.
And so you want support and then you want capital as well.
Yes. Yes. So building the revenue so that I can continue to build the boxes out and be able to soon come. I'm really hoping that I can get launched in the spring of 2021 as soon as possible. So at least that first kit can go out while we're gearing up for the summer that we don't know what it's going to look like yet. So at least students busy. You know,
and is there any way to accelerate that prior to spring? I mean, we're already in October, so
yeah, we are. I mean, we are kind of
spring isn't that far away, but
mm-hmm.
My goal is to like, okay, what would it take to get it done, you know, by maybe January, February?
So it all depends on the revenue. so really just capital. That's what I'm looking at building capital right now. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we could talk offline about that a little bit more, because there's certain things that, you know, you have to account for when you start talking about, you know, raising money.
That's right.
But I do think that from what I've seen and what I've heard, that this is something that I wish I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I look for in companies and in founders, is this something that I wish I had? Or I definitely want my kid to have. Mm-hmm. And I want, like, instead of buying regular Christmas gifts, you know, shoes and video games, I want to buy Steam Mix It.
Thank you.
That's what I want to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think we actually need to repurpose some of these Christmas gifts that we give and birthday gifts into educational and financial stuff for, you know, our younger children and some of our friends, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's see where we at on time. Oh, we're doing pretty good. All right. So in closing, what would you like to say to the public, to potential people who might want to be supportive as far as capital or want to order the product? And, you know, how do you feel about the response that you've gotten so far?
Okay. So I guess in starting out, I am just really just trying to build a market for some of us where it has not been a tremendous focus.
Right.
Steam concept is not new, but it's building. And I'm just a voice to kind of bridge the gap. And so really, I just want to highlight that learning exploration is very important, and it's extremely important during this time, because the market of the future is going to be built on STEAM education. And I just would appreciate the support, you know, just follow us to see how we're doing and just kind of stay tuned as to helping us build this company out. And I welcome any questions from others that may come later. And you can reach out to me at hello@steammixit.com. And I'll be happy to share any further questions related to the company and how we're doing. And if you follow us there, then I'm able to share a lot more information as I continue to build.
Right. Because I think I heard something about Spelman doing something with STEAM or having a program, or they actually focusing on it or something like that. So maybe you go talk to some people over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're in Georgia already. So it's not
right
like you have to catch it right around the corner.
Yep.
So I don't know exactly what it was that I heard, but I heard that they were focusing on it in some capacity. And then there's also these, you know, schools popping up that are focused on it too. So maybe you talk to some of those school administrators, talk to the colleges and that ecosystem you're trying to build.
Yes.
I mean, next thing you know, it'll be huge, probably way faster than you thought it would.
Yes. Yeah. We're already talking about the fourth industrial revolution already.
Right. Right. We have to.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's either you're in STEAM or you're not. And you're going to be controlled by the people who are.
Yep.
And that's it. And so I would just like to say that I appreciate you coming on and speaking with me and giving me the time out of your day and getting your house and everything in order. You told me you had to get the kids out there. Make sure they work, which I don't really care if they do interrupt, because I try to build this podcast as something that's like informal, something that people with families can relate to and understand. And so sometimes I've had guests where kids have interrupted, and I just speak to them and they speak back. And most of the time when you pay them some attention, they just be like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
And they go away.
Yes.
Right? But you don't want any distractions because you're a teacher.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you. And send me all of those links and everything. And so I can put them, because I didn't do that with my last guest, because I'm still learning as a podcaster. I try to focus on just the initial ideas. A lot of people told me, man, just get it started. Just get it started. It ain't going to be perfect. It ain't going to be perfect. I'm getting flack about my headphones. I'm like, listen, I'm going to wait till Black Friday to get those wireless headphones. So y'all just leave me alone.
That's
because
cool.
I'm frugal, okay?
Thank
and that's
you.
Just what it is. So I ain't trying to be perfect and pretty. I'm trying to put some information out there.
Thank you so much.
All right. I appreciate it. And you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Black Tech Matters podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Black Tech Matters 2 and on Twitter at Black Tech Matters.
Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.